بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. The other doubt or misconception that may happen and pose here is that this notion of shafa'a intercession may make someone lazy and in fact let him do his sins, as for example he was practicing before, because he says, okay, I have some infallible people that I will ask them for shafa'a intercession and they will help me. How can we justify and in fact clarify this point here? Is this, you know, hope true and genuine or no? This is a wrong hope.
The answer to this question lays in what I said in the meaning, literal meaning of shafa'a. If you remember, I brought this example and I exemplified this way, that imagine you put a seed into the soil,
yeah,
and there are some elements that help this seed to burgeon and to, in fact, grow. These are called shafi'a. But what if the seed is rotten inside? If the seed is rotten inside, you put it in the soil, you bring the water, sunshine is there, everything is there. Can it grow? No.
Surely no.
Because it is rotten inside. It itself doesn't have the quality to grow.
Mm.
So for the person who is going to receive intercession, there are some qualifications.
Mm.
If you do not have these qualifications, so you will not receive intercession. So intercession, in fact, not only it doesn't make people lazy, but on the other side, it makes them to do something at least.
Mm.
When people on their own self and they say, okay, I have done some sins, so I can't be a good person, let it go. It's not possible for me. But then you believe that, for example, if you reach to this level, there will be intercession, and you're able to reach this level. If you are not able to be like Prophet, like the Prophet, like the infallibles, but at least to the extent that is possible for me, if I practice what is able for me and what I can do, then the intercession will help me. So it gives you a hope not to be lazy, but to work.
Exactly.
You see, for example, in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are in paradise, when they see the people in the hell, they at the beginning when they are apart, it seems that there is a barrier between them, but it's in a way that they can see each other, even they can have some communication with each other. And they ask them, مَا صَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ, what drew you into the hell? What happened to you? Why you are in hell? They say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ, we didn't pray salat, perform salat. وَلَمْ نَكُنْ نُطْئِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ, we didn't feed the poor. وَكُنَّا نَخُوزُ مَعَ الْخَائِزِينَ, we used to gossip along with the gossipers. We followed any person who said anything. We didn't think about what they were telling us. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بَيَوْمِ الدِّينَ, we denied the day of judgment. حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَغِينَ, when the death came to us, the person who didn't perform salat, didn't care about the poor, and they didn't use their intellect, they just were following the others. Then Quran says, فَمَا تَنْفَأُهُمْ شَفَاءَةُ الشَّافِئِينَ.
In this case?
No intercession can help them.
Okay.
So you see, in fact, intercession not only doesn't make people lazy, but gives them this hope to struggle. And
to strive to receive this intercession.
To know that if you struggle to the level which is in your capacity, then you will receive more bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through intercession.
Exactly. So intercessors and those receiving intercession have some qualifications that should be considered in this notion.
www.yislam.com